I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Baby, let's just dance, dance. Let's just dance, baby. I just wanna dance, 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 dance. Can you feel it? Can you take it? Can you come and embrace it? All of this electricity. Do it right now. Rock, rock, rock now. Turn the volume up loud. Give me your electricity.
Hey, bitchettes. Welcome back to the bar. This is bitch number one, Christy.
And bitch number two, Kelly.
Oh, it's us, the little bitch, the bitchettes. The bitches, the queen bitches, all the bitches. Look, I have to use my migraine cap. Have you ever used one of these?
No, but you told me to.
Oh my God, they're the best. See how they're like jelly? So you put them in the freezer and they stay cold, but they like compress on your brain. So if you have a migraine, it feels good. But I have to put it on my knee. I walk down the one stair into my garage and my knee popped.
Oh my God, you old lady.
I'm telling you, I'm like, Jesus. And I saw stars. I actually saw stars. I was standing there and I'm like, have you ever hurt yourself and you're afraid to move or breathe? And you're like,
yeah.
Like, if I move, it's going to hurt more. And look, I have a chip clip to hold it into place.
Oh my God. I got chips to eat.
Yeah.
You got the chip clip. I got the chips to eat.
Wow. Together, we are a duo, huh?
We are.
We are a duo, that is for sure. All right, well, let's start by thanking our patrons this week. These are people who went over to patreon.com/backtothebar and subscribed to our amazing Patreon channel, where they get access to all of our exclusive content, including video, the after show, and also never before shared or seen video or pictures from when back in the day. So if you want to check us out, go to patreon.com/backtothebar and you too can access all of this fabulous content. Plus, you get access to everything that we've posted in the last year. So go forth and prosper. Be merry. I don't know. All right. Let's thank Grace, May December Warrior, Sadie, Sky, Jennifer, Victoria, Laura, Lauren, Amanda, Alamina, Blake, Edna, Shannon, Mia, Ellen, Emily, Kaylee, Millie, Brianna, Ashley, Ellie, Savannah, Genesis, Kimberly, Ashley, Abby, Soccer06, Cirrus, Olivia, Emily, Reagan, Maeve, Aaron, Justine, Animaniac180, Jasmine, Michael, Helen, Brianna, Maddie, Caitlin, Alixa, Brianna, Jody, Alyssa, Lena, Caitlin, Alyssa, Taylor, Savannah, Callista, Sarah, Jessica, Sydney, Gianna, Tara, Haley, Natalie, Rachel, Catherine, Madison, Ashley, Natalie, Melissa, Maddie, Connor, Kaylee, Kylie, Savannah, Chelsea, Amelia, Sarah, Caitlin, Gabby, Taylor, Sarah, Ashley, Sydney, Ariana, Morgan, Nina, Brianna, Lalo, Rebecca, Shelby, Candace, Chewing Goom, Izzy, Garrett, Eilish, Maddie, 90s Babies, Goshu Films, Ida, Morgan, Lay, M, Melody, Nelly, Megan, Nicole, Alexis, Maya, Kate, Katie, Mandy, Peyton, Catherine, Soph, Catherine, Nikki, Alyssa, Angela, Eleanor, Bailey, Kyle, Kathleen, Lakin, Desiree, Kaylee, Marquise, Erin, Linny, Elena, Rebecca, or Mecrel 50 rather, Sophie, Crystal, Ella, Taylor, Jillian, Marissa, Kylie, Ava, Liz, Gabriella, Caitlin, Caroline, Lillian, Ashkey, Lexicon, Jade, Tiffany, Han, Jenna, Tommy, Camille, Ashley, Jayla, Dominique, Ellie, Addie, Becca, Amy, Deirdre, Pepper, Sadie, Malika, Tatiana, Vendela, Alyssa, Valeria, Nicole, Daniela, Anthony, and Stephanie. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
I made a concerted effort to get to a lower page number because we've been like in the 40s forever. And I'm like, people keep joining. So we're stuck in the 40s. So thanks for bearing with us. All right, you guys. All right, Kel, what you drinking?
I'm boring today. I'm not at home.
Oh, that I was wondering where you were.
I'm living with my dad for a week.
That's right. That's right.
I forgot that I had to wear clothes from the show, so I don't really have one of those on. And I forgot I needed a cocktail, so I'm just having wine. But I got my cute little Lolita glass.
Yeah. What's that one say?
Party.
Well, that's a good one. Party page. Is that your childhood bedroom? I'm kidding. I know it's not.
No.
No. Well, look, I was inspired by you. I got a beverage mix from Home Goods. This is Meyer lemon syrup. So I put this in with a little bit of soda water and vodka. And now I have a lemon drop. That's a big lemon drop.
Was it good?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I like them things.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's not too, there's another one in here. It's citrus passion, I probably would really like. And then there's grapefruit tonic. I'm not a huge grapefruit lover.
Probably wouldn't mind it, but it would make me cough.
Yeah, you definitely, oh God, you'd be like hacking up a lung.
Yeah.
For sure. So I have it in my trusty tumbler. So I always drink out of that big fat tumbler. All right. Well, I have to say, so just so you guys know, we record what, like a week, about a week and a half out. The stuff that you're listening to is usually like two episodes ago from what we're recording. So the Ed episode just dropped and everybody loves Ed. We hear you. Everybody loved Ed. He's
we love him.
Yeah, we of course. He's a good time. Everyone's like, he's so funny. His accent, bring him back. So we'll
have everybody liked it because it wasn't just us bitching.
Yes. And the comment that we kept getting, it was nice to hear from somebody who wasn't on the show, who had like a totally different backstory. And the funny thing is like, stories seem to be pretty much the same.
And he was her best friend.
Exactly. So it's not just us being a little bitchies. I got so many texts. Brittany was like, I'm cackling at whale of a tale. The fact that he rolled up with a whale mug, so funny. But I think we should bring Ed back on. I have some ideas of things that he might be fun to have on for. We have lots to talk about over the next 50 years.
Yeah.
There's so many damn episodes.
I know.
Somebody was texting Annie, one of our old producers was texting me, and she was like, how is this show only on season 9? She's like, I worked on it a million years ago. And she's like, we were like on season 5. I said, because there's 87 episodes a season. That's why we're haggy. We had no time off.
Seriously.
They want us haggy.
And looking like shit.
Yeah.
Although I have to say, you are definitely much better in season 3. This is my slow descent into hell.
Yeah. That's because I was tired of being tortured.
Yeah. Well, I'm tired of being tortured. Ugh. I feel like I had my adequate amount of torture last season compared to others. But this season, I'm just getting punched left and right. And we're about to get punched again.
Yeah.
This is gonna be fun. No, this one's terrible. This is where I lose my mind and it looks like I'm yelling at children in the hallways of a school.
You are like, get away from me.
I wasn't talking to them. We can talk about it when we get there, but it makes me seem like the worst person on the planet. I wasn't speaking to the children. I wasn't speaking to the children. If you guys missed last week's episode, we actually broke it into two parts. This episode that we're watching right now, which is season 3, episode 6, Boys Are Cuties, Girls Have Cooties. Because it's so, they're the notes, like there's so much that happened in 20
pages of notes.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Absolutely ridiculous. So we broke it into two episodes. And honestly, Kel, I think we're going to have to do that next week because that one is over an hour.
Oh, wow.
This one's only 40 some minutes and it's still 20 pages. Can you imagine what next week is going to be like?
Yeah.
We may as well just resign ourselves to the fact that we're going to have to do two episodes.
Yeah. I think it's too long for people to listen to like 2.5 hours of a podcast. That's a long day, like long time to take out of your day.
Yeah. And we've also had, what do I want to say? We have had episodes that were definitely 2 hours for sure. Like nobody wants to listen to our mouths.
I don't even want to speak that long. I get tired of hearing myself, bitch. I do.
Oh, I texted Paige this morning because she posted something that was like, good morning, world. It was like 5:30. And I texted her and I said, I do not believe for 1 minute that you woke up. You didn't go to bed. And her response was, you know me so well. I knew she didn't wake up. Paige isn't waking up at 5 a.m. to see the sunrise. She's going to bed. She had a good time.
She was in St. Louis.
For what?
I don't know. She drove like 10 hours yesterday, got to St. Louis, slept in a tent at 8 o'clock this morning, was in the car again, driving another 11 hours to like Montana or something. I'm like, that does not even sound like fun.
Nothing about that sounds fun.
I don't know. At least stay 1 or 2 days at the place.
You know, my story about St. Louis was when we were filming there, we didn't get to do shit when we filmed. And so we had gone like past the arch. Remember, we made the kids jump out of the van.
We were in our van. And we're like, okay, kids, hop out. We'll take a couple pictures. Like, that was our experience. To take 2 pictures and then hop back in our van and go.
Uh-huh. I'm like, just jump out. We weren't even close to it. We were far enough away that you could actually see that it was a whole arch.
Yeah.
We're like, get out. I think it was the middle of the street. And we're in the kidnapper van.
Yeah.
Every time I see one, I clench a little.
Me too.
Mm.
Me too.
It's terrible. It's terrible. My PTSD runs deep. Ugh. Okay, well, are you ready?
No.
Can you skip me?
I sure can.
Okay,
I can just skip any of it you want.
Skip my part.
I don't even have my glasses today. I'm not going to be reading. I'm going to be reading even worse than I normally do.
A couple weeks ago, I was laying in bed. Oh my God, I had hurt my knee then too. Same thing on that goddamn stair. I was laying in bed and I was putting Bengay on my knee and I had my glasses on and Chloe took like all these ridiculous pictures of me for blackmail. I'm like, can you not? Like, I have a rep to protect.
My God, who cares?
Ah, I do. I care, Kelly. I care. Oh, Brooke just texted me because I texted her. I missed your kids this morning. I just said, hi, I love you. Come see me soon. And she said, I love you more. Yes, let's go get drinks. With eyeballs.
Well, what does that eyeballs mean? We learned from Brian.
I don't think those eyeballs mean what Brian thinks they mean because everybody sends those eyeballs. So I'm going to tell Brooke, Brian said those eyeballs mean you're looking to hook up with me. I don't think Brooke wants to hook up with me.
I don't think you're Brooke's type.
No.
Not your type.
No. I don't think so. But those eyeballs certainly have a rep, don't they?
Yes.
Mm. All right.
You ready?
Okay. So here we go. We are going to On Stage America in Voorhees, New Jersey. We arrive in our lovely bus and we have all of our little friends screaming.
They're so cute.
They are.
They're so cute. And just if anybody ever saw us at a competition, we always appreciated you guys and loved you guys. And I'm not even saying this because at the end, like I scream and lose my mind. We just weren't ever in a position where we could like stop and chat.
Or yeah, because like we were being filmed coming in and it wasn't like that would be breaking the fourth wall if we were like talking to people or yeah. So we kind of just walked in like we were just the LDC.
Yeah. And by the way, we know that you were only there because we were internet famous and national champions.
Well, Abby says in her interview that she doesn't have time for the fans because she has one thing on her mind, and that's Kathy.
And she has that something about Mary hair here.
Her hair was bad this whole episode.
I'm telling you, I am very much in my Miss Piggy era.
So Kathy and Candy Apples arrive, and Kathy is lifted out of the van.
Living her best life.
Yeah, she is like in heaven.
Heaven. Woo-hoo. Can't love it more. Wait, did you notice that when we're walking in, did you see Brooke behind Abby?
No.
She's
what
like
she doing. I can only imagine.
She's like chowing down on something, like licking her lips, like probably a bagel like for breakfast.
Yeah. Like me. Like mother, like daughter. I always have something I'm eating. I was going to say I always have something in my mouth. You notice yeah. I changed that?
I did notice you changed it. Oh my God. I saw the funniest thing on Instagram today. Somebody said, you know, one of those little things, like a meme somebody wrote. And it said, my mom asked why she doesn't have grandchildren yet. And she said her response in the group text, because I swallowed them all. And she said, my mom's been calling for 25 minutes and I won't answer the phone. I'm afraid.
Ooh, yeah, that was gross. Yeah. I don't want my daughter to tell me that.
Ever.
I don't know that I would answer either.
What, would you call her if she said that?
No, I would probably just take text back and say, like, ew, you're disgusting.
Yeah, I would delete it and scrub
TMI, it. Like, I don't want to know that stuff.
I would need my mental scrub brush.
Yeah. Okay, so Kathy's, like, telling her team that it smells like something's burning. Woo, it's us, because we are hot.
So
oh
cheesy.
God, like, and a life.
She's her, so cheesy.
And Abby.
God, they're having like a lame off.
Mm-hmm. But in her interview, she says that she's excited to see Abby's face drop to her toes when she sees Kathy walking in with her entourage of boys.
I saw Vivi.
Oh, yeah?
I saw Vivi sighting. I'm missing Vivi dance at this point.
Yeah. Abby likes an all-boy team.
Oh, yeah.
When she saw it, she had an all-boy team. I'm sure Abby was kind of like, what the hell is this? Like, why do I have to have these girls? And she gets a thing of boys.
Of course. Of course. Also, she makes a point when she goes into Kathy's dressing room to say like really condescending things about Kathy's ability to teach boys. She like wants to put her in her place.
Yeah. No, she walks into her dressing room and Abby walks in and sees the all boy team and says, man, oh man, Kathy is a snake. Kathy secretly created an all boy team because that's the only way she can beat Abby.
Okay, hold on. You missed something. When Abby walks in, you probably weren't paying attention, but Abby looks at Kathy and she goes, really? And Kathy goes, really? And then Abby goes, really? And she goes, really? It's so stupid. I was laughing when Abby's like, she can only beat me. Like, Kathy secretly made the all boys team because that's the only way she could beat. Does Abby dance on
dance?
Stage
yeah,
now?
No.
Hi.
No, but we say that all the time too. Like, it's my solo.
Yeah. God damn it, Kelly. I wanted to call her out on that, but you're right.
I'm sticking up for her on that because we say that all the time.
Okay. All right. Man, oh man. But really, 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 really. So funny.
So then Abby gives all Kathy's team ALDC t-shirts as gifts.
Because they're fans of our national winners, I'm sure.
Kathy says to her team, you know what you're going to do with those shirts, right? You can dust with them. I thought that was good.
Yeah, that's funny.
I like that. And Abby's like, Kathy, come on. Don't be rude like that. It's unbecoming. The saddest part is Kathy is a great teacher and she has great girls. She just doesn't know how to teach guys.
What's she basing that on? Does she know?
I don't know. Justice was always on her team.
Yeah.
I think Abby always said he danced too feminine.
I remember her saying that about Justice. I remember her saying that about a couple other boys that are going to come on.
I remember her saying it about somebody, but yeah. That's the only boy that Kathy's had on so far.
Yeah, there's a couple coming up. I don't specifically remember Justice, but she could have. I mean, honestly, I think at this point I have selective memory. I've tried to block out the trauma.
I do have to say though, Abby, when she has boys, they always dance masculine.
100%.
She does
very
do a good
much
job with that. I have to say that.
Very much.
Kathy points out that Abby has no boys performing at the competition. And Abby's quick to mention that she has lots of boys that are working professionally.
Love to drop that.
Yeah, so she might not have them at the competition, but they're working professionally.
Oh, Ariana Grande breaks social media silence about dating Kelly Highland. That just popped up.
No, sir.
No, I'm teasing. It is something else, though. Ariana Grande breaks social media silence amid claims of an affair with Wicked co-star Ethan Slater.
She broke up with me already.
I know. God, I was hoping we could at least travel somewhere fun with her
I
once.
I know.
Yeah, sorry. She has a different boyfriend. Well, You know what they say, don't you?
Yeah.
Everyone's replaceable, Kelly.
All right. So Abby tells Kathy about she has boys working professionally. And Abby like looks at the boys and gives them all a wink and she walks out. Blech. So then she comes into our dressing room and Abby's like, she knows something was up when she hadn't seen Kathy in weeks and mentions that Kathy has an all-boy team. She's like, that's Kathy's MO. You all know that the judges go for the boys all the time. You girls come a dime a dozen. So.
Did you see the thing I posted on my story a couple of days ago? It was this little girl and she was crying and she's like, well, she wasn't little, like a teenager, and she's dancing, but she's like crying, sobbing. And the caption was like, when the rat and the pig made Simba dance and sing right after his dad was killed. And I changed it to when our girls are forced to perform on stage after one of their infamous pep talks.
Yeah.
And Holly immediately responded to me. She's like, I feel this. And I'm like, of course. Because our kids are out there sobbing. Maybe they please let me win so I don't get beat in the back.
So you go to your interview and you say that Abby is so obsessed now with Kathy and her boys that she's going to be even harder on her girls. And that is definitely true.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And then they show clips of Chloe, Kendall, and Nia running their solos while Abby's shooting corrections at them and stuff.
Like screaming in a rude way.
And we go backstage and Chloe, Nia, and Kendall are holding hands. And yeah, Kendall says, whatever we get, be happy and don't be mad at anybody.
I'm like, these girls. And Chloe's crossing herself. She must have just like really been in her Catholic girl era because she's crossing herself backstage a lot these episodes.
Yeah. Just praying for it, no mess up.
Praying for it to be over.
Yeah. So then Nia does her solo. If you guys forget, it's called 100 Years From Now. It's a lyrical. And Abby says, was Nia's solo amazing? No. I just hope it scores high enough to beat Kathy.
I thought her costume was very pretty. And I liked the music. And it was nice to see her do something without it being a big deal about, like, it's not ethnic, it's lyrical. Like, it was just a pretty solo that we didn't have to beat a dead horse
with. Yeah, yeah. So Kendall performs hers, and it's called Owe You Nothing. And Abby says she's very impressed with Kendall. And Abby thinks it was a good performance, and it was good enough to beat the other girls.
Okay, I have a question. The whole thing went on with the costume and then Jill on the bus and the costume and the costume. Then we never heard another word about it. It just like disappeared.
Yeah. It's like, that was the main story at the first half.
Yeah. And I don't even think this was the costume that Jill described. Was it?
It was gray and black and Abby wanted green.
Yeah.
I think that costume was gray and black. I think it was the one that she had the costume designer come to her house for.
You think it was that one?
I think.
Yeah. I don't know. I just was like, what the hell happened to that story?
Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea. But then Chloe performs her solo. It's called Left in the Dark. It's contemporary. And you say, Chloe danced well. You just hope it's enough to win because that's all Abby cares about.
Yeah. And I have terrible helmet hair too.
You and Abby must have had the same person do your hair.
Probably. And I didn't love the way this dance was performed on stage. I thought Chloe was better in rehearsal for this dance when she like nailed all those turns. I thought she looked like she was hesitating, but I can't blame her. She probably couldn't freaking remember the dance.
Yeah.
Not because she can't remember, but because they always do things.
Yeah.
Or they always do new dances, I guess. That's what I'm trying to say. Whatever. Okay, go.
Okay, so they have the title awards for Junior Miss Onstage America. Kendall got third place for Owe You Nothing. And Chloe and Nia don't place for Junior Miss Onstage.
I don't remember anything about a title, but obviously it was a thing.
I think they announced it as title.
I'm sure they did.
Like when they went out on stage. Yeah.
Yeah. I just have no memory of that.
And then not shown, it says for Junior Solo Awards, Nia didn't place in the Junior Solo category. Chloe got 10th place and Kendall got 9th place.
So Kendall beat her across the board.
Woo! Jill is like Jill in her jeans, man.
She is living and loving life.
Is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Abby says, I've never been more disappointed with my team. Last week, they were 4th and nobody even placed except Kendall, and she's 3rd. Nia and Chloe, you picked the wrong week to choke.
Now, it's funny that she's never been so disappointed because at the top of the episode, she told us that she hasn't come in 4th in 25 years.
Uh-huh.
We just keep failing. Yeah, we suck. We do.
So then we're in the dressing room and Abby says, you know, she's disappointed in the soloists and says that she didn't enter all three of them to not do good. I don't think anybody puts anybody in to think, oh, I hope you do bad.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Abby says, when was the last time you went into a class and actually were dripping with sweat? When was the last time your feet were so blistered on the bottom that they were cracked open and bleeding? When was the last time that happened? That's a dancer.
Okay. Again, these pep talks are just iconic, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
Abby says, you know, the group routine better be perfect and nobody better drop a hat because they need every point they can get to beat Kathy.
Dun, dun, dun.
The girls need to get ready for the group routine while Abby gives them a pep talk.
Should we change the words from pep talk? I feel like we need a better accurate description of what these are because they're not really pep talks.
Like a negative talk? Negative talk, maybe?
All right. She's telling everybody how much they suck.
Yeah. Then Abby says, think about Kathy beating us. Think about your reputation as national champions. Don't embarrass yourselves. And more importantly, don't embarrass me.
Always about her.
So then she's like, we can't lose to Abby. Not now, not ever.
Kathy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can't lose to Kathy. Not now and not ever. And then you say you love Pink Lemonade and it's one of your favorite group dances and you think it has a lot of potential, but you're not sure if it can beat an all-boy team.
Did we talk about Pink Lemonade last week? Like how it was based on Cherries?
Yes.
I friggin' loved that dance because it's like—
Oh, I love Cherries.
It was a beautiful old, just a classic jazz piece. And I was so excited for them to do this dance. I liked it. I did.
I liked the dance, but I thought the performance on stage wasn't the best.
Mm-mm. Couldn't agree more. I was actually kind
of disappointed in it.
I wish that they had had, this is a dance I wish that they had had another week for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it would have been scrumptious.
Yeah. So then we go to Candy Apple's dressing room and the boys are getting ready and Kathy's giving them a pep talk, which it probably really is a pep talk.
Or it's an opportunity to mock our girls because that's what she does.
You got picked to do a job to beat a bunch of girls who came out and do the whole lot of nothing. Why would she say that?
I don't know.
No, I think we do a whole lot of something.
I do.
I mean, we obviously do something because we usually beat her.
Yeah. So if we're doing a whole lot of
nothing. If we're out there doing nothing, what the hell are you out there doing?
Less than nothing. You're just out there posing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Okay, so love a little self-care. I know lots of ladies out there, even gentlemen, can agree with me. And I don't know what makes me feel much better than a manicure. A great manicure definitely makes me just feel like I am living my best life. And I personally love to do my nails at home because I don't always have time to run to a salon. And Olive & June's at-home mani system makes it super easy and convenient for me to have a salon-quality manicure right in the comfort and convenience of my own home. Everything you need for that salon-quality manicure comes in one box. The tools are designed specifically for a DIY, and I love that you can customize it with your choice of 6 polishes. Plus, Olive & June always has the trendiest, most current polishes, color choices available, and the polish doesn't chip and it lasts for 7 days or more. So when you figure out the cost of all of this, it breaks down to just $2 a manicure. So it's so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. And the difference between how my nails used to look when I did them myself and how they look now with the Manny system is night and day. Plus, because I'm doing them at home, they are much more affordable and they're super convenient because I don't have to worry about getting an appointment, waiting, traveling, and I can do my manicure when I want to do it. And sometimes I like to do it with one of the special girls that lives in my house. What's up, Chloe and Clara? So whether I'm just going with a color or if I am leaning into Olive and June's press-ons, which they're amazing in and of themselves because they look so real and they last so long. Plus, there's so many sizes. You can find the perfect fit for your nail. They're non-damaging. You can get a mani in 10 minutes. They're better than gel, and they're only $10 a set plus easy removal. Yes, all of those things. But whether I'm doing that or if I'm just doing an at-home mani or the Olive and June Quick Dry, which dries in about a minute, lasts for 5+ days, and I get full coverage in 1 to 2 coats, I have all of my bases covered with Olive and June. So visit oliveandjune.com/bar for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/BARRE for 20% off your first system. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts, tees, and my personal favorite, easy breezy, beautiful, and cute summer dresses. I also wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like their premium European dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. Washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. So I just bought this washable silk dress from Quince that had this print that I saw actually on a high-end couture dress that I was dying for. And luckily, or just surprisingly, I was searching through the Quince website and I saw the dress and I was like, oh, I cannot believe it's almost the exact same print. Plus, it was washable silk and the price point was unbelievable. So now every time I wear this dress, I feel like I'm wearing a couture gown that was very affordable. In fact, it was not even $100. So you can have the same if you go to Quince. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/bar for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/bar to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/bar.
So we go out for the competition and Kathy, her team performs. They do their group routine. It's called Own It and it's a hip hop dance.
I thought it was good.
Oh, did too.
Well, wait, did you hear Melissa in the audience being like, that little one's out of sync. They're not together. They're not together.
Well,
he was.
In the beginning, was them all doing separate things that they were good at.
Yeah.
And I thought that was great. When they started doing it all together, they were a little off.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, so I agree with Melissa on that, but I still thought it was great. Jill said, it is crowd appeal at its best. The boys don't work well together, but the crowd is going to go nuts. And not sure if the boys were better than the girls.
I did think that they had a ton of crowd appeal. Like, they were very entertaining. I agree with Jill.
So then we go out and we do our pink lemonade.
It's all right.
But Chloe's hat falls off. It doesn't fall off until after the first time we take it off. Like in the choreography, take the hat off.
So the hair has the big reveal. Like that was the big thing, is you needed to have the hair have the big reveal, which we did.
Which we did. And then it just came off afterwards. So but, I didn't see it was such a big deal. But.
Well, now I have officially, as the mother of the biggest loser to ever grace the stage, and I don't mean Chloe's a loser, but I mean the cause of the Abby Lee Dance Company losing human, because Abby is just can't even, although you have to admit she's very smug in all of her interviews because she is thrilled that it was Chloe.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So then Abby says, there's Chloe's hat right smack in front of the judges' faces. And then Abby holds her hands over her stomach and looks like disappointed. And she looks at you.
I was pretending not to see her. I wasn't making eye contact with her. I was pretending I didn't see her move. It was a Jurassic Park moment.
They exit the stage and you say, I know the ref of Abby is going to be crazy. I want to beat Kathy's all-boy team. Going to come down on that one moment and if we win. But there's nothing I can do about it. I feel helpless.
Yes.
There really is nothing you can do. I mean, shit happens. It happens to everybody, for God's sakes.
Yeah. And you know what I can't remember? So at this point, we were doing our dances twice. At this point, we had started doing the dances twice. And what that means is that we would dance once for adjudication, for scoring in front of the judges. And then the judges would get up and leave and the girls would perform a second time for camera. And that's when like the cameraman would stand on stage, they would reposition so that they had better angles of the girls for TV.
Like, which that's all I don't ever see it.
No, no.
They still suck.
They do suck. However, I don't remember if Chloe's hat fell off which time.
I don't either.
I know coming up when they do the Broken Dolls dance. Were your girls in that? When Chloe botmonts and she falls on her butt.
The toy box dance.
Kinda, yeah.
Costume. The costume.
No, it was like they were ballerinas, like pink tutu. Well, anyway, I know that when Chloe fell on her butt, it was the second time, but they made it this huge deal. But I don't remember if the hat was the first or second time. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. So we're in the dressing room and we all walk in. You're frustrated and worried because Chloe, you know, that she's going to get screamed at.
I'm holding a coffee cup. It's probably filled with straight vodka at that point.
Probably, yeah. And you're like, I can't stand it. I have to sit here and wait for this woman to come in and berate us. And the girls come walking in the dressing room and we're all congratulating them. And you go to Chloe, just so you know, Abby's going to come in here and it's going to be awful.
Yeah.
And Abby enters the room and slams the door. And the first thing she says is, nice job, Chloe, huh? Nice job.
I was so calm. I was like, you know what? You want Chloe gone? We're gone. You get your way. You can have whatever you want. Because she had been after me this whole season that she wanted us off the show. And that's what I was talking about. I'm like, you want us gone? We're gone. Like, we'll leave the fucking show, okay? And that was always my point is, after the original people left, the show was never the same. So you needed us. But she thought that she knew better, wanted us gone, wanted all these replacements. And I kept saying, people care about our kids. It's going and us, you know, and like those dynamics and those relationships. So I kept saying, you want us gone? We're gone. You're going to fuck yourself over for it.
So then Abby says, Chloe walks out, falls all over the place on her turns, and then drops her hat.
And I said, no, she didn't.
Yeah. I really didn't pay attention to the turns.
No, she didn't fall all over the place. And I was just being very calm. And I'm like packing up and I'm like, you know what? I'm not making a scene with you. Chloe did not fall out of her turns and I'm just leaving. And then Abby, you know, oh, that's the easy way out, right?
Melissa walks out every time.
Yes.
One thing is said.
Yes.
Every time she's the one that walks out.
Uh-huh. And she said, I'm taking the easy way out. Well, I'm taking the Melissa way out.
Well, you're like, no, I'm done. This is not what I signed up for. Humiliation of my daughter.
Yeah. And I'm talking about the show.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's what Jill was talking about upstairs when she said, you're going to sit here and let this woman destroy your kids. Like, that's what she's talking about.
Yeah.
So same thing.
Same thing was I was in the garbage dump.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, Chloe humiliated herself when she fell out of that turn.
You're like, Abby, shut up. Stop talking now. Replace us. That's fine.
She's a, ugh. Every fucking thing she says is going to be shown on TV. And she's like telling these stories that people believe.
Yeah. Well, so you and Chloe, you know, you get your stuff and you leave. And there's a crowd of people in the hallway. And you're screaming at everybody, get away from me. Just get away from me.
That is not true. I am screaming at Eddie. Eddie, the cameraman. That's who I'm screaming at. I was screaming at Eddie. I was like, get away from me, Eddie. And I literally probably said, Eddie. I was like, get away from me. Because he was chasing me down the hall. I'm like, get away from me. I was like, you guys want me to leave? Then I'm leaving. You don't get to have me on camera. I'm not yelling at children.
Yeah, I think it's pretty funny.
Of course you do, but it makes me look like a psychopath that I'm yelling at children in the hallway.
Yeah.
Actually, at one point, I turned around and like I shoved the camera away from me and Eddie's face was near it. So it kind of hit him in the
Oh, nice.
I know.
Beating up the cameraman.
I didn't mean to. And actually, Eddie told me weeks later that his mom was really mad at me. I know. Now, keep in mind, this is our cameraman, Eddie, who had a cousin in every city.
Oh, yes. A cousin. A cousin. We'll go with it.
Yeah, he had a cousin in every city. I'd be like, Eddie, who's that? He's like, that's my cousin. I'm like, Eddie, that's not your cousin. I remember one of the cameramen saying Eddie's hotel rooms always look like a rap video.
We're all sitting like quietly in the dressing room after you and Chloe leave. And Abby's like, I thought besides the dropping of the hat, it wasn't bad.
Ugh.
So then they go to me and interview. And I'm like, I think there's something more going on in Christy's head than just Abby yelling at Chloe for dropping her hat.
Yeah, it was over the show.
There's been a lot going on this competition team. And I think we're all a little stressed out.
Yes.
And we definitely are. I mean, the end of last season, I was in a garbage dump. And I don't want to say all of, but maybe Jill. I mean, I think Holly and Melissa are fine at this point. But I think first me losing it, then you and Jill started losing it.
Yes. Season 3 remains a very dark time in my life. And this is for sure one of my low moments, especially when it aired and people were like, oh my God, Christy's yelling at children. I'm like, Christy's not yelling at children. Christy didn't speak to one child. Christy was talking to the cameraman. She wanted off camera. Like, if you want rid of me, then don't film me in the hallway. You're not willing to protect me for doing my job and protect my daughter because I'm doing my job, then you don't get to film me in the hallway. So get away from me.
Exactly. We're in the dumpster.
Yes. Get away from me. I needed a minute. And if you notice, people are taking pictures and videos of us in the hallway. So it was like, you couldn't even just have a fucking minute to like catch your breath.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So then we go to group awards.
Oh no, you forget Abby. See you, Christy. I mean, what were you thinking? You can bet she's going to reprimand Chloe and tell her what she did wrong. Chloe, you just blew this. If we don't win, it's your fault for dropping the hat.
Then we go to awards.
Yeah.
And the announcer says that 1/10 of a point separates first and second place. And Abby's like, of course.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah. I think, wasn't it 1/10 of a point the last time?
I think they beat us by 1/10 of a point, too, when they beat us doing a Cell Block Tango or whatever it was called, hurt them first.
So they announced that second place was Candy Apples with Own It, and first place was ALDC with Pink Lemonade.
And Abby's like,
yeah! Melissa did a little dance.
Yeah, I saw.
Yeah, so I'm in an interview and I say, I'm excited that we beat Kathy, but this isn't the same without Christy here.
Broken heart.
Yeah, if Abby would have realized that Chloe dropping her hat didn't ruin the number, I think the fight would have never happened. It would have happened.
Yeah, Abby was dying to have a reason to like torture me and Chloe.
Yeah. So we go back to the dressing room, you know, everybody's clapping and cheering, and Abby holds up the trophy and says she's so glad that we beat Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's you outside
crying,
calling a cab.
There are no Ubers. And I'm like, I need a cab. I need to call a cab. Think about how hard that was in 2012?
13?
Well, yeah. But at least you were somewhere that you could ask somebody to help you get a cab.
Yeah.
When I was doing it, we were the only people at a dance studio and there was no way I couldn't say to like, say the bellman or the person running the competition, can you get me a cab?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you were lucky.
Mm-hmm.
So then we go to you an interview and you're crying. You're like, Abby gets her way. She's wanted me gone for years and she doesn't think Chloe has any kind of talent, but somebody out there is going to think she does. I really don't think it's worth this anymore.
No, I didn't.
Neither did I. So the cab arrives and we see you and Chloe going out to it. And you say, this isn't what you signed up for. Again, we're talking about the show.
Yeah. And I think I was talking to a producer. I'm almost certain of it. Who else would I be saying that to?
Yeah. And then it ends with you and Chloe getting into a cab driving away. And it looks like Chloe is covering her face with her hat.
And just so everyone knows, I cried all night that night. Like I was a fucking wreck in my hotel room. I hated this. Like I hated it. It was awful. It was terrible. It was traumatizing. Hated it. So anybody who's like, oh, is this scripted? No, I cried in my hotel room the whole night.
So then there's an extra interview.
Oh, yeah.
of Abby. It says, "Dear Abby, Chloe loses her hat."
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is where she gets to recap the episode. Oh, yeah. I'm Mommy Dearest.
Oh, okay. So Abby says, "Mommy Dearest was out in full force."
That's me.
"The kid broke the contract. She wasn't there for awards. The mother broke the contract by screaming and swearing at everybody. This is not what I want the ALDC to be known as. That's not what every competition director around the country is going to think of my kids and clients and my team. No way. It's like a cancer. You have to go in, cut it out, and get rid of it as fast as you can. Let the healing begin." She loves us all.
All right. So just let's be clear here. Let's be really clear. I walked out. Okay. I walked out.
Yeah.
Right. Well, because next week I'm going to be suspended, just like you get suspended. But you, like, at the beginning. Yeah. Like, I'm suspended. No, I walked out, just so we're clear. I love that she says that Mommy Dearest was out in full force. How was I Mommy Dearest? I was like, let's leave. I'm not letting you get tortured. So I guess that's being Mommy Dearest. And I do love that I was screaming and swearing at everybody. I wasn't.
What? You were in front of everybody.
And I don't think I was swearing. I was just like, get away from me, Eddie. I might have sworn. I don't know. I probably did. I can't imagine that I didn't swear.
Yeah, I would have been swearing probably.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so next week, it's going to be that I get suspended. Chloe and I get suspended, but, you know, we'll talk about that. And this is when Sophia and Jackie come back. And you know what I was thinking, which we'll talk about next week when we talk about that whole episode? But I didn't realize at the time that Maddie hadn't done a solo in so long. And it was the perfect setup for her to do a solo again. And like you guys told Jackie to beat Sophia, that she was back and better than ever. So you guys said that to her, which we'll talk about that in the episode. But it makes so much sense now looking back. And I'm like, oh my God, she hadn't done a solo in forever. And you definitely wanted that like redemption arc for her. So it would have made perfect sense for her to come back and like beat the quote unquote new Maddie, that she was back and better than ever.
Yeah.
So that makes all the sense in the world. And no wonder why you guys were saying that at the time. I didn't realize, and I wasn't really thinking about it because I wasn't there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is what you were very good at, was kind of reading what was going on that week and seeing what people were saying and figuring out what the story was.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is what they're talking about. This is what they're going for.
I just knew everybody, like, especially Abby and Melissa. Yes. Like, I could read them when they would do things and say things.
Especially, like you were saying, when you noticed that, you know, neither one of them reacted the way that you thought or expected they would when Maddie forgot her solo. Or not forgot her solo, when her music stopped. Yeah. Very interesting.
Yep.
Very, very interesting.
So,
do we want to go over the bonus scenes?
Oh, yeah. We can do that.
I wanted to show the one of Holly saying that it was about the contract.
Oh.
You think they could hear it?
You can't hear it. Because when we were doing that with Ed, even watching, you couldn't hear it. But we can talk about it.
Okay.
Let's talk about it. What do you want to talk about? Tell me. Tell me everything.
Abby was saying how she couldn't believe, you know, that we're not doing a standout for Kendall and Jill leaving.
Oh,
and
not, and
they did it for Brooke and Paige. Okay. And Abby's like, you know, that's like a bunch of bullshit. So whenever the kids are getting ready to leave, Holly calls them all into the dressing room and wants to talk to the girls alone. Mm-hmm. And she says to them that all the moms have said at one point or another that we're leaving. She's like, that's everyone's individual family decision. Like, you decided to leave because you were tired of Chloe being hit on.
Mm-hmm.
Kendall left because she was about the costume thing or whatever.
Right.
And she says to the girls, so they understand, the silent protest was a collective decision.
Mm-hmm.
Since Jill and Kendall were just leaving, you know, on their own thing, that's why the moms aren't protesting to get them back.
Yes.
Then she says that the silent protest was because of the contract.
Contract. Yeah, she says it right on there.
Right out of Holly's mouth. So, and I just don't want people to think, you know, I've been saying, oh, it wasn't because of me and the girls. It was because of the contract. But they actually put it on air that Holly said that it was, I can't believe that actually they didn't cut that out.
Yeah, I'm surprised too. But I did see that and I was like, oh, I'm surprised that they would have showed that. But if you hear the kids in the background, like Maddie's like, oh, I'm not doing that again, which we knew that.
But we didn't want them to do it again. We were doing it to have better
work conditions. It's like we work in a factory in the 1800s, in the early 1900s. We want better factory labor. Uh-huh. We were striking. Don't cross the picket line.
What other bonuses were there? You said that we
have... There was one where the moms were all talking about how crazy Abby gets whenever Kathy's around. And it was really hysterical. My favorite was Holly in the interview because she's like, Abby gets really crazy whenever we have to compete against Kathy. And she's like, well, even more crazy than usual. And she's like, well, that's not really saying a lot.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I thought that was super funny. So then I'm not there next week. And then I come back and we
You're
fight.
Not in the episode at all?
No.
I'm and not. Then you come back and fight with me. It's because I say in that thing, you have more on your mind this week. And then you take it out on me, bitch.
I don't know if I take it out on you as much as I think I just fucking had it. Didn't we all have it at that point?
Yeah, on me.
No. Well, we have some fun questions on the after party. But wait, what was the bottom of the pyramid for... outfits.
Oh, God. I don't even remember what clothes were on this outfit because it's been 2 weeks since I watched it because we split it in half.
Yeah, my Miss Piggy hair might be the bottom of the pyramid.
Okay. I know I didn't like Abby's hair in this one either.
Ugh, I'm telling you, Abby and I went to the same person.
We'll put the hairdresser on the bottom.
Yeah.
Hairdresser. She's definitely at the bottom. That's terrible.
How many drinks did you need?
Oh, 80.
I didn't need any.
This is one of the harder ones for me to watch because I hated it because I knew I was frustrated on the side of the show and like how much control Abby was getting. And also I hated that it made me look mean to kids because I would never be mean to those kids in a hallway. I would just never do that. I don't think any mother, any of us would ever. And here I am on TV looking like I'm yelling at children. I wanted to vomit. It was awful. I had to get through that. And then I had to go through the rewatch where people were like, go kill yourself. I love those comments. You know, people are always like, oh, what's it like? Well, you should read some of the DMs we get. Like, go kill yourself, you ugly witch. You deserve to die. Those are fun.
I know. I love them.
Yeah. And so when people are like, you have so many benefits. Yes, but we also pay our dues. I promise. All right. Anything else that we didn't wrap up? Bottom of the pyramid.
What the else favorite dance?
Oh, well, Pink Lemonade.
Yeah, I picked Pink Lemonade too.
I did like this number. I liked it better in the studio. And I wish that this had been a dance that they had practiced and worked on and did outside of the show. Because we did that sometimes.
Yeah.
I wish we had done this. All right. Well, we kept this to a nice tight hour. Look at us.
We did good. Thank God we didn't do it though last week. We would have been like dead. Way too long. Yeah.
It would have been a mini series.
Yeah. Well, maybe next week we'll split it into two also.
I think we have to. It's an hour long.
Yeah.
And this remains one of the biggest mysteries of Dance Moms, something that happens in next week's episode. I need to know if the bag that Kathy hit Abby with was designer.
Yeah. She's like, it was designer and it was hard.
Yeah. I need to know what designer that was.
Yeah. We should call Kathy and ask her. Maybe we should call Kathy and have her on.
Oh, because I'm not there. That's a good idea. All right. I'm going to get in touch with Kathy. We'll see.
She has her big fight with the purse and the water. And
oh my God. And Jill in the preview loses her mind. Throwing that water.
I'm just sitting there like.
I think I'm going to love this episode. Oh my God. I just saw this TikTok of you. I never noticed this in a million years. I'd have to go back and see what episode it was based on what you were wearing. But you keep pinching Chloe's butt as Abby's talking to them. It's hysterical, Kelly. Because Chloe keeps turning around like, because she can't react.
I mean, I'm trying to make some light of the day, yes, maybe.
You did it like 3 times. And she keeps turning around looking at you and she's trying not to laugh. And every time you do it, you just totally are dead serious in the face. Never crack a smile. You just do it. And like, you're looking at Abby and Chloe's like, I never saw that. All right. Well, we'll see you guys on the after party.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Back to the Bar.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
And check out our YouTube channel, Back to the Bar, if you want to watch the episodes. The channel is linked in our show notes.
And if you want to join our weekly after party,
where we dish even more dirt,
like naked pizza, hell. Subscribe to our Patreon channel at patreon.com/backtothebar. See you next time.
See you next time. Baby, I just wanna dance.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.